And I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. And I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. And oh my God, you are my strength and my song. And when I'm in your presence, though I'm weak, you're always strong. And I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are, 'cause I just want to be with you.
Hello, hello, hello world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my ladies Claudia Lewis, everybody called Queen Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We let come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
So we are back again. You know why? Because I know no fun, I never let it go last week. So we are here to continue letting it go. Because now that we dregs up some own or something them, we have to tell an office to start deal with it, because it's not going to be an easy thing. A lot of us, our conversations and a lot of the things that we discuss, it took us years. So we don't expect you to just get over now that you actually open the floodgates and decide to start facing what you've been hidden for years. Some of you for years, some of you for months, some of you for days, some of the things that you've been holding on to. Now it's time to go through it. So we're there for talk up the things, as Trina said.
Talk up.
Here we are again. Where are you in your journey? I know for me, when I started, first it was denial, because I did not have a problem. And a lot of us are right there since last week and the week before. Simona just realized that, on a medium attack. Yes, but that not bothering me. Lies, lies, lies from the pit of hell.
Lies.
First, we're in the denial. Then we go on till we start to accept it. And then accepting the fact that there is a problem is the first step of solving the problem. So now that you accept that, okay, yes, I did hide these things. And yes, it is bothering me. And yes, I have held on to it far too long. What do I do now? Let's start with forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Yes. It took long. Yes, you held on to it. Yes. Me know. Me too. A long time. You should go back and take care, right? But we are here. So, thank God that we are right here now. So, let's see where we go from here. My thing was, okay, God, I am still angry. Even though I accept it, I am still angry because now I've resurfaced the pain. How do I get over this? Only you can help me. Let me tell you a story. What happened to me in one instance was, you know how in Jamaica we have a saying, you can't catch Kwaki, so you catch him shot. What happens is you are still angry, or you resurface the anger, and you don't have an outlet because the person is either dead, away, or no longer close to you for you to react. So the people around you start to feel your energy and you start taking out that anger on them unconsciously. It's not that you want to do it, it's because you're dealing with the hurt and you don't know how to get rid of it. So you find yourself getting short with them, or you find yourself, you know, sometimes they might say something innocent and it's a trigger from something that the person did, but they have no idea because, remember, you had kept this for so long. No one really knows the inner deepest things of the issue. So sometimes your spouse or your mate, even your child or your friend, might say a one or two word and all hell break loose and the poor people don't know what you cuss them for. So this is what we're going to do. First, we're going to forgive ourselves. Then we're going to ask God for help because you are still hurt. No, you're actually dealing with the hurt and you have to get help. And the Lord will help you. Part of forgiveness is, you know how the best part of the Lord's Prayer is, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Sometimes we trespass against ourselves. So we need to forgive ourselves. Start there. Before you even go to the people them who hurt you and whatever, start there. Because trust me, sometimes we are so much more hard on ourselves than we are on others. So once we start there, the other one will come a little bit easier. It will be a little bit easier. Because once I forgive myself for holding up what that person did to me, in my case, it was my father. But once I forgave myself, I was open to forgive him. Of course, you know, says with God, divine help and everything. And I just, because me, Jesus, thank you for deliverance. It just never did go to go by. You know, I could not do it in my own strength. I know that. And once you ask for help, I trust and believe me, he will give you the help. God knows you. He knows how you are. He knows every little twitch that you have, every feeling, every hurt, everything that would he, and he knows how to heal you. So ask him, and he's not going to be upset with you if it takes a bit longer for you to heal. Remember, this is something that you've been holding on to for a while. You know, we're not expecting you to all of a sudden get up and, oh yeah, I've let it go and we're done and move on. No, we know, especially with some relationships, if it's either marriage, it was a divorce or a boyfriend, those intimate relationships, those even hurt more. So nobody is going to expect you to just get over that, especially now that we've got dregs up the pain. You know, when you have drinks at the bottom and you shake it up and the dregs come up back.
That thing been sitting for so long, Jesus.
Woo! And all of that resurfaced. So we're not expecting you to, it's going to take a while for it to settle back. But what we don't want it to settle in, we actually want it strain off on that way. But we're not reached the strainer part yet. We reached the part where it just shake up. So while it shake up, give yourself some grace. Give yourself some grace to go through the process. Don't try this overnight, because it didn't take overnight for this to happen. So don't expect it to just happen overnight. Just forgive yourself.
So when I was like, Father, help us this week to continue to speak to the hearts. What do your people need? And the Lord sent me to the backyard, and I have one tree in the backyard. Like, it's so tall up in the sky. Got to be like 30 feet or something. But when I looked at the roots, I saw some vines wrapped all around it. And the vines are wrapped at the bottom, and they look a little hairy, and it's vines in going in all these different directions, and they're all types of sizes, some big, some skinny, but they're hairy at the bottom. And then they grow all the way. When you look at the top of the tree, literally, we're in winter, so all our trees are sleeping, okay? And so no leaves are on the tree. But you see this vine, it is full of green leaves. And it, like I said, it starts at the base of the tree and it goes all the way to all the branches, all the way to the top of the tree. And I'm telling you, green leaves, beautiful. Now, I want you to go on Google and just pull up invasive vines, because this is what these are called. Invasive vines. And I'm going to read to you, when I pulled it up, what I saw. Invasive vines compete with the tree they grow on for sunlight. After encircling a towering tree to reach the sunlight, the vines branch out and shade the tree's own foliage. In addition to competing for the same sunlight, vines add weight to the tree, causing broken and damaged limbs and trunks. These aggressive vines vigorously compete and damage the native tree. It dies a slow death. So when I looked at this, I looked at the tree, and it's almost like the Holy Spirit was saying, this is what unforgiveness looks like. It's like growing with you. It's like wrapped up on you. So it looks literally like the tree and the bottom of the vine have the same color. It's entangled, it's wrapped around, and it's going like in a, like, you know, like it wrapped around each other, like a lace, like when you'd lace up a shoe. And it's growing alongside all the way to the top.
As if it's part of it.
As if it's part of it. It's one now with the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's suffocating it. And it is, guess what, competing with it for its light.
Mm.
Remember, a tree needs light to live, you know. Mm. So this is what, it's very, very, we want you to understand how serious it is. Because you are bringing light to somebody. Your light is in there, but all these vines and all these leaves are choking your light out of you.
Mm.
So we're not even worried about how it affects other people. This is like really serious, because it's killing you slowly.
Mm.
And I know it was just such a hard situation for you. But you cannot allow this unforgiveness to continue anymore in your life, because you have light to give. As long as there is life, you have light to give to someone else.
You know, when you were talking, Queen Teen, I was thinking about my process and how many years it took me to forgive my stepdad and how I was damaging myself and missing out on the relationship with him all because of me, you know, unable to just to forgive and let go of the hurt that I felt at 14 years old. And I brought that into a marriage. I brought that into motherhood. I brought that along with me. It was part of me. It was intertwined in who I was. And it took me 20 years to let that go. And I'm here to tell you, letting it go was one of the best things I could have ever done for myself.
What was the feeling like? Like, what was it that, what was the change after doing that?
It was an awakening. It was, I literally felt lighter. I was more aware. I was actually seeing my stepdad versus...
For the first time?
For the first time. Like, I was seeing him. It wasn't, I mean, I literally was blocking him out. I wasn't seeing him. You know, it...
And he also was a light, by the way, but you are so dim that you can't even see the light in somebody else, you know? It blinds you.
Yeah.
You can't see him. You can't see yourself.
I can, exactly. Ooh. That's what hurt.
That's what hurt does.
Hurt people hurt.
The Beloved Queens podcast continues after the break. Soon come back.
If you're wondering how you can support and partner with us, we have some gems for you. Go to thebelovedqueens.com and click the heart at the top right-hand corner or simply email us at info@thebelovedqueens.com. That's info@thebelovedqueens.com. And we're back.
You know, when people always say, when you're on an airplane, put the mask on yourself before you save other people. Black women always try to save the universe. I don't know where we get this savior complex from, Jesus. It just savior complex. You're saving this person. You're fixing that person. You know, you're carrying this person on your back.
Superwoman.
If you check yourself. All women do this, by the way. Right?
Yes.
All women do this, by the way. If you check, I'm going to ask you this question. What do you spend most of your time thinking about? And if you check 80%, 90%, I was asking myself this question this week. And when I looked, 90% of my thoughts is about other people. Majority of it is about other people.
You know what? No. You are not alone. You are not alone.
Wouldn't even bother talk.
You are not alone.
And we're just saying, for letting go, you got to sit with you. It's kind of like sometimes uncomfortable. Trina is the queen of like, I'm going on a date by myself. You know she
Hello.
Does this all the time.
Yes, I do. I love me some me time.
She's the queen of spending some quality time with herself because her love language is quality time. And she
That's
makes
right.
sure that before she expects it from other people, she is giving it to herself.
Yes, I am.
So all we are saying is as you begin to dive into your journey of letting go, because like I said, and like Queen Trina said, and Queen V says, this is not a sprint.
It's a marathon.
It is not a sprint. But set some time on your calendar. People make all kinds of resolution when January comes. Okay, we at the end of January. Can you put yourself on your own calendar? Can you put some me time on your calendar where you're literally doing some introspection to figure out your entanglements, to figure out your unforgiveness, to figure out those little hurt and different types of betrayal that is literally growing with you. Figure it out. Ask God to show you. Holy Spirit, I can't see it. I am telling you, He is waiting to let you know. And cut them off with the least amount of damage.
Some of your blessings are wrapped up into your unforgiveness.
Ooh.
Think about it. There are so many things and gifts that God has for you. And you are there wrapped up. The reason why I started saying that was Trina called me the other day and we were talking about, she's like, V, you clean out your closet yet? And I'm like, you know what? I did one round. And I need to clean out my closet. And we were just talking about, you know, Trina is always about fashion and clothes and everything. So we were talking about it, and she's like, yeah, I cleaned out so that I can get new pieces because some of the pieces that I have, they no longer serve me. And I was like, girl, that is a word. Because we have so many things wrapped up, the things that we have holding on to. There's no room to put your gifts that God has for you. There's no space. You have to let go some of that mess, some of the things that you're holding on to, so that your gifts can come and you have space to receive it. Now, if I don't clean up my, why am I buying clothes if my closet is full? There's no space. Right, mega talk some amount of business, some amount of shopping bags hidden in different places. In the house, in the car, in the garage, in the attic, in the basement, under the bed, behind the fridge. I mean, things that, because you don't have space, but you're still buying. You have to let go so that you can receive the blessings that God has for you.
Some people, they're in their graceful, fabulous 40s, and, you know, Queen Trina called it the grown and sexy period. You have some stuff that you know is only a 20-year-old is going to wear. Let me just speak for myself. We're waiting to lose weight so we can get back in the top.
Chat up my business, man.
Talk up the things, yeah. Talk up the things.
The summer body coming and it won't fit again.
We read this book, Florence Scovel Shane, right? The Game of Life and How to Play It. And she talks about that. You have to be able to let go of the old. And other people are thinking, let me just keep the old. What do you think is going to happen when you got old stuff? What's going to happen when you have old things? You're a new person. You're not that girl at 20. You're not, even if you're 30, you're not that girl at 20. Even if you're 40, you're not that 30-year-old. Even if you're 50, you're not your 40-year-old self.
Your taste change.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the same thing. But only thing that we realize that does a change is what? The unforgiveness and the stuff them that we will hold on to. Just going back to it full circle. You want to get the freshest style, the trendiest things to wear sometimes. Clean out. Your best life is actually waiting for you when you get rid of those things. And your stuff, whether you take them to Goodwill or you ship barrel and send them go somewhere. Because sometimes they're still nice, but you can ship somebody or bless somebody else who...
You bless somebody else with it. We're talking about clothes. Do not bless people with a mess, please.
No. Clothing.
But with regards to looking inside, checking out your subconscious mind, checking out the things that you spend your time thinking about, checking out you as a person, being self-aware of who is Tina, who is Veronica, who is Trina, who are we?
At this point in time, and there is nothing, finding who you are right now, we're not saying that as things change. We're not saying that you won't change. And we're not saying that you should stay there. If that's where it's your happy place, stay there. But if it's not, you can still change. Sometimes we discover things about ourselves that we really don't like. Then guess what? Change it.
Trust and believe, though, you see when the vine cut off, you are not going to be that person anymore. You're going to be completely
changed.
It's called an invasive vine.
Mm.
It's in a everything.
Everything. Come to take over.
It's come to take over. You're gonna change.
You're walking into the light.
Just give me the light. Jamaica, have a song for everything, you know. What?
The light is where we're heading, guys. Because at the end of the day, darkness is upon the land, whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not. And if you're a light carrier at this stage, you're in the best stage of your life. Because when darkness turn up and you like turn, what's that going to do in your household?
Ooh.
What is that going to do in your relationships going forward? I can't find the right person. I can't. There's just nobody out there for me. You're broken, chick.
Hello.
It's not outside, it's in. It's not them, it's you.
No, that is the thing.
Ooh. No, that's a whole other story, you know.
We started off by saying you have to start with you. Once you start with you, and once you start moving those layers, the layers of guilt, the layers of unforgiveness, and once you start peeling back to find out who you are and what part you played in the incident that made you hold on, or whatever caused the hardness to come into your heart. You have to have played a part. You had to have had a role in this. But this is why we say start with forgiveness of self. But once you get there, find out how, and you find out, you know, what role you play and everything, it will leave room for you to start forgiving other people who played a part in there. But you have to start with you, and you have to have mercy on yourself. Just as God had mercy on us, every day he gives us new mercies, every single day. You know why? Because we mess up every single day. We mess up. And he gives us new mercies every day. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So you have to start with you. And then move on so that you can't, when other people come, no, you can't deal with the other stuff. In the book, The Game of Life, where she says, Jesus Christ brought the good news, which is the gospel, that there was a higher law than the law of karma. And that the law transcends the law of karma. It is the law of grace. Or forgiveness. It is the law which frees man from the law of cause and effect, the law of consequence, under grace and not under law. We have to remember that as Christians, Christianity was founded upon forgiveness of sin and an empty tomb. So our whole basis for our religion and to be more Christ-like was purely forgiveness. God forgive everybody in the Bible needed forgiveness. There isn't a story in the Bible that has not dealt with forgiveness. Even Job, who was tested, still forgive his friends. Everybody. No, let me even talk about the one Jonah, him, after God sent him somewhere and come chat about him now. Go. And God, him did have to repent. Everybody have a repentance and a forgiveness story.
Because you want to do you, and God is like, no, I got my plans. Many are the plans of a man's heart, but it's only the Lord's plans that will prevail. One of the things that Florence also said, she says, the robbers of time are the past and the future.
Mm. Mm. Girl.
Man should bless the past and forget it. If it keeps him in bondage.
Tina, weren't we talking about that whole, the incident that happens to you, the incident that has caused, you know, whatever it is in your life that caused you to have that hurt or pain, how you get stuck in that position. So it's like a time warp. So wherever and whenever that happened, when you hold on to it and you don't let it go, that's where you're still standing.
You have not progressed, my friends. The same girl that got hurt at 21 that didn't let go the boyfriend.
14.
Okay, 14. That girl at 77.
77? That one that lit me for 6.
Is still stuck in the past.
From 1960 and one. Listen,
that's my grandmother right there.
Aunt B say, from 1960
proud.
And she was just so proud. That was the time she decided she would never, ever have another relationship.
That was her anthem in life.
From 1960 and one.
And one. That's how she say it, you know. She wouldn't, let me tell you, that thing burned in my brain, you know. And all of that, that is like, because somebody hurt you. You know what I'm trying to say? You decide that you are never, ever going to trust a man again because of pain from there. Mm. So, guys, we can't.
Wow.
I remember, you know, something about when I knew I got a heartbreak, like, seriously badly. And it was rough, guys. It was rough. Because I'm literally thinking we're getting married and it didn't happen. And I got such a heartbreak that, oh God, I don't even have the words to describe how painful that was. Because, you know, as a woman, when you are planning out your entire future with someone, and you see the months, you know what the years are going to look like together, like, you're seeing the whole trajectory of your life. You got dates in a calendar that you're like, okay, this is the day I buy bathroom carpets. This is the day we're going to build our lives. We're going to build our lives together. And you have it all planned out, because I'm very visual and creative. So my diary was filled with visual things in terms of what I was going to accomplish. And then none of it happened. Because the person move on with someone else. And that stuff is like so hard to get over. Some of what I literally had to do, I felt so much pain. It was just not funny. Your heart and your soul hurt. Them level of pain there. And it really can put you in a bondage situation, because you're sitting there and you're like, you do not know how to get yourself out of this pain. You feel like you have all right to sit in it because you can't even find the strength to go forward. Why don't I just die right about now? Because my whole life is over. Oh, there's a bus. I wonder if I just venture off into the street if it will just smash me. I mean, these types of stuff come in my mind when I got heartbroken. And I was like, I think 21 at the time. And I'm telling you, it took Father, Son, Holy Spirit, peace.
Jesus and the 12 disciples.
The entire Brooklyn Tabernacle prayer band. Rachel calling me every day. I don't want to talk to nobody. Because I am just distraught. You got one person just calling you and just checking on you and praying with you, and you don't even believe God no more. Because you're like, if God is love, why am I in so much pain? I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what I was saying. And it was so hard. It was just difficult. I didn't know how I could even trust another man again. One of the things, though, I looked at was I was looking into the future at my mama, and I'm looking at the future as my grandma, and I'm like, they don't have anybody. Is that a choice? Or am I going to live their life too? I don't think so, was my response to myself. So
that was a big loud, I don't think so.
I'm telling you, I'm just letting you into my thoughts. This is what I was saying. It's inside this conversation.
But that was a big loud, like resounding. Not me, devil. That
was like, wait a second. I am seeing the women before me, and I'm like, is this going to be my life too? So you have to look at reality as well as some of the stuff that you're going through, and then look at the people who are before you and figure out, is that where I want to go? Is that where I want to be?
But you bring that up, and what came to mind to me was generational curse.
I was thinking the same thing, Veronica. It's like generational
because
curse.
if you did not take a step back and start looking at the patterns in your own family, you were going to continue that pattern.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was listening to something, I don't remember what I was listening to today, but it was talking about the fact that a lot of time there's self-sabotage going on. Oh, it was when we were in the prayer, the prophetess Francina's prayer. And someone was saying, I believe that it was Dr. Tavis. And she said, you got to realize that self-sabotage really happens because remember, people before you were trying to do what you were going to do. People before you were trying to be as creative. But who knows, you're being stopped because of what came before you.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if you see your grandmama and you see your mama had a different kind of heartbreak, and then you now coming in the same vein and having this heartbreak, sometimes it's down to the decision that I'm either going to sit in my heartbreak, nurse my wounds, lick them, and sit and just ruminate in the pain and never come out of it. Or you look into the future and say, there's an example of someone who never came out of their pain. Is that what I want? Is that what I want?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I want? And so I decided I never wanted that. So, which means that you have to go on a harder journey to go and look inside. And some of what it took for me to look inside was, okay, I pull out my journal. I can find the journal literally if I go downstairs and dig up. I still have the journal. I would write a list, right? Here are the things that happened that I thought, I thought I needed a guy with this, 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 this. You know, sometimes the character traits, you're thinking, okay, he needs to be well-spoken. He needs to be tall. He needs to be touchy-feely and loving toward me. He needs to be. So all that stuff, I started pulling back the layers and say, okay, do I need that stuff? What is going to remain and what's not going to cause me a heartbreak? Oh, I need someone reliable. So it was the flip. Oh, smart? Okay, maybe smart, but I more than smart, I need someone who is trustworthy. I need someone more than handsome. I kind of think I need someone who's going to be what I see is what I get. I want authenticity. So I literally started, one, I looked at myself, and then I looked at what do I want going forward? And what are non-negotiables? What I do not want in a person? If these things in the person irritated me, and that's the reason why I broke up, just what's the opposite of that? Put that trait down. Put down that trait.
Just reminding guys that, listen, she's talking about the steps. First, she started with herself. She identified the problem. Next, she started forgiving herself. Then when she started to see what her life could be, she started to be like, okay, what I want. She started a plan to what she wants her life to be. So she rejected the things that she don't want and then started to work towards the things that she do want. And then what happens is all the superficial stuff that you thought you needed, now are irrelevant. So now she's going for things that she can hold on to, things that are going to be steadfast and unwavering. Continue.
Thank you so
just
much.
Just giving them
I
the steps.
Thank you for understanding me and knowing me so good. Thank you very much for that breakdown. But that's it. I went inward, and so going inward, it helped me to plan for outward. You know what I'm saying, guys? And those are my steps, because I do it journaling. I do it with prayer. I whip out the word, because the Bible says God will heal all of my diseases. And I mean, heartbreak was a huge disease for me, because it was a dis-ease. It was so painful. Okay? So we can heal from heartbreak. But here's another thing that we have to be mindful of. You can't tell God that this is not who I want, in terms of, I never want to marry somebody who is a pastor.
No, stop it. My one even more superficial. I don't want anybody tall because I am too short. My husband is 6'2".
Okay. Like, how, you don't know what God has for you. So how about saying, you know, sometimes as women, when we get hurt, we get so drastic with our, like, I never want to deal with whatever again. You don't have to be so extreme. What about saying, okay, Father, I did the choosing the last time. I apologize. I'm so sorry, Jesus. I chose. Can you send me your choice? For the Lord knows the plans he has for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. But you have to really collaborate with him. The shutting down. If God is love. And Veronica, you can describe God's love and how you see it. Right? God is so much. Oh, yes. Oh, talk about the love of God. Right?
Oh, you smell it. Oh,
oh Lord.
It's so indescribable. Jesus. Sometimes you just have, all right, me love food. Trina love food. Trina can describe it in her food. But I love nature a lot. And, you know, if you get up and there's a nice, crisp morning and the sky blue and the air feel nice and everything, I guess you literally, I know some of us live in the city, but even when I lived in New York City, I could still hear birds. And you hear, you just see nature in everything. There's living things, just the leaves, the, you know, insects, everything that he created is just around you. And he's taking care of, you know what, when I see God's love, it might seem so silly. You ever drive on the highway and there's no gardeners, but they are beautiful wildflowers? They're just beautiful wildflowers in the what we would call abandoned lands. Who's taking care of it? Who's watering it? Who's nurturing it? And you see these beautiful yellow flowers like daisies. God is taking care of everything. And he's taking care of you. That's just unconditional. Like, you wouldn't even think about that abandoned land, bush, when you're driving past the highway, or even in those little island medium that dividers is what you call those on the highway. They're just patches of dirt. And out of that, there are some beautiful flowers. There's just, his love is all around us. It's that feeling you get where you can't really.
It's warm bread.
It's just like warm bread.
It's like warm bread.
Out of the oven. It's just so. It's just. It just makes your heart melt to see somebody just love you in all your mess unconditionally. No judgment. Yeah. And every day is like, you know, she's going to do better tomorrow.
Yeah, he believes the best. There's more in her. So why are you wrapped up with tangles when you have like some real warm love to hold you? So we're just saying, at least ask him to help you to cut them away, because the problem with invasive vines, if you snip just the bottom of it, the whole thing falls off.
Remember, you are the only one feeding it. So once you cut it off and remove it, it has no more life source. So it can no longer grow. So it's just dead. My thing, because I am very drastic, I like to cut, burn, and bury. I want it burned to ash, because it will not be rising as no phoenix, and it will be thrown into the abyss, never to return.
And the good thing, though, about it is, we can ask God to cut those things away. It's not even our responsibility. It's not our job. We don't have to do it. We just have to say, Father, I don't know. I don't want it anymore. I don't want to hate them anymore.
Yeah.
I don't want to judge them anymore. I don't want to complain about them anymore. Because you know what the funny thing is, when this stuff is all up in and through you, all you do is talk about the same thing over and over and over again, and you're stuck on automatic pilot, and nobody don't know. We heard the story, ladies.
Over
100
and over.
Times, ladies.
But it has become such a part of, remember, okay, if you're thinking about invasive vines, it's become so much a part of them that they can't even disassociate who they are and who the vine is.
One.
Just one.
Married to the earth.
My precious.
Dum, dum, ta, dum.
Dum, really, Tina?
Dum, ta, dum. I do. Love and cherish the earth. I love and cherish the rejection. I love and cherish. No, 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 no.
I'm sure it's harder when you feel that you were wronged. Like, you know.
You did your best.
Like, you know you were in the right, and you were just severe. Like, someone hurt you so bad and continuously to keep hurting you. Like, how do you forgive those people? How do you move on from that?
That's what somebody's asking. How could they? We were close.
Why should they?
Because, again, forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. So as much as you don't want to, the only person, you notice they're gone on with their life? The only person holding it up is who?
That's it. The only person hanging out at the scene of the crime. Only person. But you can't, you don't have to. Like, the scene of the crime is not the end of your life. You cannot. I pray that it would just become uncomfortable for you so that you don't want to camp out there anymore. That's what my prayer is, because there's more in you. You are alive for something. And those vines are stopping you from that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those vines, those entanglements, those things are stopping you from blooming, from glowing, from shining. They're like shadows. You're like a fraction of who you're meant to be with those vines. Tiny, tiny fraction. Our brain capacity is so magnificent. It is 100. If you try to use 100% of your brain, it would just, I don't know who's the quote, but I read it someplace, I'm sure, where we don't really use 100% of our brain space.
No, we definitely don't.
We don't. We use a tiny fraction. You living with the vines is a tiny fraction of who you really were meant to be. All we want for you, like we want for ourselves, is to be 100% capacity of Veronica.
Full 100.
Of Tita. Of Trina.
100%.
And of all the royal families, them that listening to us, we want you to be 100% of you. and not 100% of the hurt and everything else that's bogging you down. Because you'll just go around angry. You'll go around unapproachable. You'll go around looking tall and radiant and glorious with one bag of vine wrap up around you. And you know what's funny? Everybody else sees the vines. And then you don't see it. At the end of the day, you have to make sure that you are right with God. At the end of the day. At the end of the day, you can choose to be more than who you are today. And at the end of the day, there's more for you on the other side of this heartache. It's not a place to park. And I know I can't tell you, get out of it, get out of it, get out of it. Who am I to tell you to get out of it fast? I'm just saying there's more for you on the other side of this. Choose more.
'Cause you deserve it.
Be the light that you are. Affirmations by Bob Baker. Beloveds, today is your day to shine. Today, give yourself permission to glow. Today, notice and celebrate your light. Today, I choose to radiate my light out into the world. Today, I choose to shine brightly. Today, I recognize my inner light. Today, I celebrate the light that I am. Beloved, go and shine.
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms @TheBelovedQueens.